Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balava Giri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Pajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Pajajana Ranjana Jamana Tila Vandachari Jamuna Tira Vandachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jai Krishna Balaram Jai Radhesham Jai Radhesham Radhesham Jai Radhesham Haribo, 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 Nitago, Haribo. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Paravacakacharya, Akshita, Dutra, Shri Shamadha, Divine Grace. Prem Shri Gaur Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pumanichananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Bhakta Mandiki Jai. All glories to the Sama Devotees. All glories to the Sama Devotees. All glories to the Sama Devotees. Shri Krishna Sankirtan Ki Jai. What numbers do I have?
Numbers 38 through 42.
Okay.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we're right in the heart of it. Canto 10, Chapter 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. And we'll read this one together, although it doesn't have a purport. But it's an easy one, since I'm no Sanskrit scholar. Avidure Vrajapuvaha. Saha Gopala Darakai Charayam Asatur Vatsam Nana Kridha Parichadau Avidure Vrajabhuva Saha Gopala Darakai Charayam asatu vatsam Nana kridha parishchadau. Please chant. Vaishnavis? Avidure, not very far from the residential quarters of the Brajavasis. Brajabhuva, from the land known as Braja.
From the land known
Saha Gopal Dharakai. With other boys of the same profession, cowherd boys. Charayam Asatu. Tended. Vatsan. The small calves. Nana. Various. Kridha. Sporting. Prichadao. Dressed very nicely in different ways and equipped with different implements. Translation. Not far away from their residential quarters, both Krishna and Balaram, equipped with all kinds of playthings, played with other cowherd boys and began to tend the small calves. Text 39 and 40. Kwachit vadayato venu, shepanai shipitak kwachit, kwachit padai kinkini bihi, kwachit kritrima go vrishai, vrishayamano nard. Nardantau yuyudhate parasparam anukritcha retire jantumsh cheratu prakrito yata. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram would play on their flutes. Sometimes they would throw ropes and stones devised for getting fruits from the trees. Sometimes they would throw only stones, and sometimes, their anchor bells tinkling, they would play football with fruits like bale and amalaki. Sometimes they would cover themselves with blankets and imitate cows and bulls and fight with one another, roaring loudly. And sometimes they would imitate the voices of the animals. In this way, they enjoyed sporting exactly like two ordinary human children. Purport. Vrindavan is full of peacocks. Kucha kokila hamsa sarasa gana kene mayur akule. The Vrindavan forest is always full of cuckoos, ducks, swans, peacocks, cranes, and also monkeys, bulls, and cows. So Krishna and Balaram used to imitate the sounds of these animals and enjoy sporting. 41. Gadach jamuna tire vatsam charayato svakai vayashai Krishna balayor jighamsur daicha agamat. Translation. One day, while Ram and Krishna, along with their playmates, were tending the calves on the bank of the river Jamuna, another demon arrived there, desiring to kill them. Tam vatsa rupinam viksha vatsya yuta kitam hari darashayan baladevaya shanair mugdha ivasadat. Translation. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead saw the demon had assumed the form of a calf and entered among the groups of other calves, he pointed out to Baladev, "Hey, here's another demon." Then he very slowly approached the demon as if he did not understand the demon's intentions. Purport. The import of the words Mugda Eva is that although Krishna knows everything, here he pretended that he did not understand why the demon had entered among the calves, and he informed Baladev by a sign. Anybody know what that sign was? He moved his eyes in the direction of the calf. Like, check that guy out over there. It's in translation by that Prabhupada get these books from. This is very similar to the last purport that I had to give a class on, but it's nice because all nice playful pastimes of Krishna, which are so soothing to the soul. But this is setting the scene now in Vrindavan of a lot of pastimes, a lot of favorite pastimes that are going to be coming up. It's just like a backdrop, a beautiful backdrop that we can just picture behind Krishna with the Vrindavan forest and all the cows and the calves and all his friends. Just like here we have this outfit, and then every outfit we have a backdrop. And yesterday I had to pick an outfit because they didn't realize there was 31 days and there wasn't anything for the Lord to wear. So I picked this outfit and she goes, "Oh, the backdrop, I don't like that backdrop." And so I said, "Well, let's put a bit different backdrop because then the outfit stands out." So this backdrop is just perfect for Krishna's pastimes, and all the childhood pastimes stand out against this Vrindavan scene. So this is a way that Krishna makes all his pastimes very, very attractive. And so attractive that we might even want to arrange for our retirement in such a beautiful place, eternal retirement there in Vrindavan. You see sometimes on license plates, I'd rather be fishing. But for us, I'd rather be in Vrindavan with Krishna Balaram playing. So this is what we should aspire for. The new Back to Godhead with, I think it's called Krishna Chandra, that with Krishna hugging that cute little calf. I don't know if everyone has it or not, but you got to get a BTG just to see this painting. It's really, really beautiful. And it also has this scene that's so nice. And so if we zoom in now, these purports here are zooming in so we can see what actually Krishna's doing in this forest, what's going to actually take place. And we can see here that Krishna is with a lot of different animals. He's with his friends. He's with the trees. And so many beautiful Jamuna is there, and the peacocks and the ducks and all kinds of animals are there. Recently, I went to India and went to Vrindavan, and you know the peacocks are leaving. You can't even hear them anymore, and the parrots are still there. But we found some places that were really nice where it was just like this. It was, I guess all the animals had gone there because they'd been scared away from all the construction, but it was really a beautiful place, and we were starting to go through it, and Lakshmana goes, wow, this is like being on a safari or something. We saw, you know, foxes, and we saw deer and nilgai, and I mean, just within like 5 or 10 minutes, they were all just in the forest. It was really, really sweet to remember this pastime. But Krishna is having such a good time here, and you can see why he wouldn't want to come home. Parents would call, and he doesn't want to come home. Because when you're having a great time, you know, time flies. And so this is also for Krishna's pastimes eternally going on. And we were there. Just think, we were in these pastimes. We were in this beautiful place of Vrindavan, and somehow or other we took a long station break. To do what? To break stones. Literally, some of us break stones. I recently went to this very heavy-duty prison down in Rayford with Keshav Prabhu to get orientation to go in there and try to talk to some of the inmates there. And when I'd never been there before, but when we drove up, it was like horrifying. It was just like out of the movies. I mean, not a tree in sight, just desolate with, you know, the big tower and the razor wires and it was horrifying. It was really spooky, you know. And I was thinking that, you know, they're in the prison and they want to get on the other side of the fence. And we think it's such a horrifying thing just to look at the outside of it. Haven't been inside. If a little well, go inside. But Krishna is looking on us, seeing what we're doing here, and is thinking, horrifying. That place is horrifying. Look at what they're doing. They're suffering so much. They're working so hard. So we have to get out of this illusion that we're really free. Real freedom is to be here in Vrindavan, where we can serve Krishna in so many different ways. Here we're just serving the material energy. And we should somehow or other, sooner or later, desire to escape, to get out of here. And Krishna, as it says here, he knows everything. And he knows the best way to escape. So he has he's given us that information. And we should pass it on to others how to achieve that love for Krishna, which helps us to get out. But Krishna also knows that for us to be able to get out, he has to make something look better to go to. So he makes he descends in his original form, and he puts on quite a show. He puts on quite a drama, as we're going to see as it unfolds. And he brings his original cast with him. He's got all the cowherd boys with him, his mother and father, everybody, and they're going to put on quite a drama for our entertainment and to attract our minds. He's going to show his supremacy, doing, you know, super feats, and he's going to show his loveliness in so many different ways, and his kindness to everybody. And he's going to also share with us what he likes and what he doesn't like. and so many things that we'll get attracted to want to actually go to him. I don't know if on your computer things come up that you don't really like so much, but there's this one thing on the right that it has, oh, the high spring singles that want to, you know, find somebody. And it shows a picture of what they're doing. So, you know, and it shows that they like fish or they like to do this, and they get, you know, and this is how you get to know them, so you can fall in love with these guys. Losers, real losers. Anyway, so in the same way, Krishna is showing us what he's like so that we can repose our love on him, not on the guys over there that are trying to get... Anyway, they're over 50, too. It's like ridiculous. Anyway, so this is Krishna's idea in all these nice pastimes and everything, so we should really listen to them, although, you know, we've heard them many times. They're ever fresh. They're so wonderful to hear again and again. And we can hear of Krishna, what he likes, that he likes cows, and he likes to have a good time, and he likes to do mischief, and he has a lot of friends, really far out friends. So this is the way we can begin to become attracted to Krishna. And in this particular scene, I don't know, it's kind of my favorite. It's like I would like to put a beautiful frame around the scene and put it in the walls of my consciousness and just like have it there so I could always see it, you know, with Krishna on the plane and beautiful Vrindavan. But unfortunately, we have other pictures hanging in there of our nonsense pastimes and our other performances and our other impersonations and so many different things. And it's kind of hard to take those pictures down and put the new ones up. But at least we can put them over them. And by hearing them and memorizing them and getting reminded every day by beautiful deity worship. This is also a wonderful way to fill our consciousness with something about Krishna again. And then, of course, we have the books and we have multimedia, so many things. You can, you know, have those little DVDs of Krishna playing and you can, I mean, there's so many ways to remember Krishna's pastimes these days. And in the holy name also. The holy name is a wonderful way because everything about Krishna is in the holy name. And so we should saturate our consciousness, especially early in the morning, with the holy name so that we can remember Krishna. And actually, having to give a class is a good way to remember Krishna. So many of you out there, I highly recommend that you give class sometimes because then you have to really rack your mind and try to remember Krishna in different ways. And you'll think about it for days ahead of time. So it's very absorbing. Highly recommend it. But here, this pastime is quite simple. Krishna's in the playground, having a great time in the forest. And actually, when you think about it, how many pastimes is Krishna outside? Almost all of them. They're all outside. Very few are inside, except for when he's stealing butter that I can think of, or maybe in Dwarka. But pretty much, they're all outside. And I was wondering, I didn't have time but to Google it, but to find out what the what the difference is, the comparison between how much time kids used to spend outside when I was a kid as compared to now. And I'm sure it would be a big percentage less. Does anyone disagree? No. I've spent all my time outside, you know, and I still do. And because you're close to nature. It's actually very therapeutic. It's very healthy. You remember God more. You can understand him in so many different ways. But I'm sure it's very difficult now because I know my sister has to deal with health issues. And there's an obesity problem in kids. They come home from school. They don't go outside. They go inside. Their parents aren't home, and they just sit in front of the boob tube, and they eat. And so obesity is a very big problem. And so I know Balabhadra Prabhu in Atlanta had a program where he had outside activities after school for kids to help engage them. So we should see that it's very important. And then when you think of outside, well, guess what? Outside, there's cement. I was recently talking to a relative, and she had gotten a lot of money from her her sister that had so much money, didn't know what to do with. And I said, how did they get all that money? And she goes, he's a cement manufacturer in Broward County. And his dream is to completely cover Broward County with cement. And then he's going to go to North Carolina and enjoy his little mountain resort. How nasty of a consciousness can that be? To destroy nature, destroy the everything, and then go enjoy. This is the mentality of Kali Yuga. It's, you know, we get farther and farther into Kali Yuga, and we get farther and farther away from nature and from God. It's, you know, I think we're a little ahead of schedule, according to the 12th canto. But anyway, it's a shame. I don't know if you ever read the little book, Education of Little Tree. Yeah, it tells about someone, you should, it's a cute little book, about a little boy who was raised in nature and how he was forced to go to school in the city, and the difference, the drastic difference of what he really learned in nature compared to what they were teaching in school. So I think that we should also realize that our kids should go outside more and engage in different things. Lakshmani gave a whole class on Varnashram and how we need all the different divisions of society. And how many of our kids are getting their hands dirty and learning, run behind Jam and Jaya, learn how to grow food? Not very many of them. And so we do have a proposal that very soon, if anyone's interested, they can contact me to take this piece of property over here and make it a small ecological model village so that the kids from the school can apprentice and learn how to do some of these down-to-earth things. And so we need a big plan, and we need some help with that project, because we do need some farmers, and we do need some people that know how to work with their hands and make things and stuff like that. So I see that it's a great advantage if we do something like that. I mean, people do go to campgrounds and things. They bring their RVs and their TVs, and they get bored, so they bring their two-wheelers, three-wheelers, four-wheelers, and ruin the nature all around them and scare all the birds away and everything. So, it's a whole different consciousness now. I was at a campground with the girls one time, and I was painting in the office, and some lady was complaining, "The birds are making too much noise. I want to change my campground." I go, "You're coming here to go to nature. You're condemning the poor little birds that are here. You know, you come out here to hear the birds, you know, to get away from the thing." We had a gurukula in Lake Huntington, which was way out in the country. And we would have, like, Bhavananda, remember, he came out, and he couldn't stand the silence. He was from the city, you know, the city, you know, New York. And he would have to go out in the car and turn the engine on to be able to sleep. Literally, he couldn't. The silence was just too much for him, you know. And so we're so used to distractions that it's so hard to even chant japa, because we're so used to distractions to sit down quietly and chant Hare Krishna. It's just like very difficult, you know. So we have a challenge, that's for sure. So this sports also, what is sports nowadays? You take your finger and you go like this in your house. It's called we or why or why, I don't know why people do it, but something, you play all these games going like this, you know, at the most like, oh, wow, that was a hard one. You know, you play baseball, you play bowling, you do all these things. Ridiculous. What is the point? And after a while, you learn exactly how to do it, so it hits all the balls and they all go down. Anyway, it's pretty ridiculous. But Krishna, he loves sports. He's doing all kinds of wonderful things, throwing things, getting the fruit down, playing with amalaki fruit, and so many different things. So, anyway, it's your choice. I prefer to be outside. And Krishna, although God made the country, but God likes the country. He's outside all the time. So we should also get ourselves outside and enjoy getting closer to nature. And here it says that Krishna actually knows everything. Eighth chapter Krishna knows past, present, future, and he knows everything. Also in the chapter, in the Bhagavatam about creation, Krishna is said that he's the engineer of everything. Although, the demigods handle everything, he's the engineer. He knows every nook and cranny of this universe. So he's all-knowing. But you know what? Like in this pastime, he's pretending not to know. Why? Have you ever been to a movie with someone who already has been seeing the movie and knows everything about it? And you sit there, you try to see the movie, and he's telling you, oh, wait till this, oh, this part's really good, you wait. And you, no suspense, right? No fun. It's all gone. So in the same way, Krishna pretends not to be the supreme, all-knowing, perfect person, but he's just pretending like he doesn't know that this calf is coming in. He's going to, try to kidnap us and everything. So this is how wonderful Krishna is. He comes and displays all these activities and presents himself as a so-called human being, and just so that he can give pleasure to us. And it's pleasure to hear these pastimes again and again. And there's always some new spice and some new pastime. You forget them after a while, and it's nice to remember them again. And there's so many different channels. In other universes, there's different pastimes. Hundreds and hundreds of channels you can go to. There's even, the incarnation pastimes. Mahabharata is an ocean of pastimes of Krishna. There's every different flavor you can think of, every different spices in there, intrigue, passion, everything. So we should stay tuned, especially stay tuned to this 10th canto. It's something that we should have downloaded in our heart, in our brain, so that we can pop it up when we're chanting Hare Krishna, when we're chanting Japa, all of a sudden, oh yeah, that pastime. Oh yeah, Vatsasura, Sakatasura, so many different pastimes. Because this is where the soul is satisfied. Why do we relish these? Why do we relish such simple little pastime, Krishna playing ball? Why do we get so much pleasure out of it, hearing it again and again? It's because that soul is hankering to be with Krishna. We miss him. We left him a long time ago, and we just miss him. And so Krishna arranges for us, oh yeah, remember me. So we get to hear it again, now we miss him. So we have to hear it again and again. And as we mature and we become more satisfied by hearing this, it's satisfying to the soul, more and more mature, we'll realize that the imitations, they just don't do anymore. Going out there and playing all these things without Krishna, that aren't involving Krishna, they're just not fun anymore. So we have to beg and borrow, steal, but get the nectar. And get the nectar of the holy name too, because it's all there in the holy name. There's one beautiful song, Badahari sings it. And there's a couple of stanzas I'd like to read about the holy name, which is non-different than Krishna. More sweet than all other sweet things, more auspicious than all other auspicious things, the greatest purifier of all purifying things, the holy name of Sri Krishna, of Hari, alone is everything. The entire universe, from exalted Brahma down to the lowly clump of grass, is a product of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. The only thing that is reality, reality, again I say reality, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. And one more. It makes the entire universe seem insignificant as a blade of grass. It splendorously reigns supreme over all. It is full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy. It is supremely pure. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. And then, the last one. One more. There is no certainty when the last breath will come and put an abrupt halt to all one's material plans. Therefore, it is wise to always practice chanting from very childhood. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. So this is is soothing to the soul, chanting Hare Krishna, and it gets better and better, and it's ever fresh. Otherwise, how can we do it for 20, 30, 40, 50 years? There's no way, no way. So we should beg or borrow steel, get the holy name, and relish this 10th canto, and try to remember Krishna throughout the day, and get in touch with nature a little bit, and remember, walk through the cow field, see the cows. They remind you of Krishna all the time, just seeing the cows. So maybe someone else has some comments or questions. Yes, see.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. When Krishna is having his pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, isn't there a time when he allows himself to be completely covered by yoga maya and he's not just holding back like he knows the plot to the movie? He's literally forgotten certain things. And
can you give me an example?
I guess like if he's wrestling with his friends, he could just know if one's going to win, or he could know who's going to win if he's watching them or something like that. But
sometimes
he could
he
be
loses.
Rooting. Yeah, or sometimes he loses. So there's a time when he's like lets himself be covered by yoga maya, right? So he's literally just completely right there. He's not like, okay, well, I know, but I'm going to hold back because I don't want to ruin it for them or something.
He's never in maya, but sometimes he can choose whatever mood he likes. So sometimes he puts, you know, other people in yoga maya so that we can forget that he is the supreme and so they can have more fun. But Krishna's never in maya. When he comes here, he's never in illusion, but he can take any role he likes.
But he's always like cognizant of...
Oh yeah, he's everything. Totally, he knows everything.
Thank you.
Knows everything. And he knows what that particular devotee likes too. So whatever, he'll get the most relish and reciprocation in that one particular scene, he'll take that role.
Hare Bol, I really liked your comment of downloading Srimad Krishna book in your heart. Mm-hmm. That was very nice. Do you have a suggestion or a book to note activities you can do which are outside but Krishna conscious for youth or for 11 to 14 years old?
Well, we went through that last class time. Madhumati gave some... There's actually classes online that Krishna used to play. You can even play. Yeah. But even inside, I know we have games too. Whenever we're together, we play charades a lot. And like Krishna would imitate, sometimes we imitate Krishna's pastimes, just like Krishna would imitate Ram's pastimes, right? They would get bows and arrows, and so we imitate Krishna's pastimes by doing dramas. I was just up in Kentucky at the little center, now it's called New Chintamani Dham, up in where Adikartha and Ruchira are. I was there for the holidays, and we just, there was only a few guests, but they were really new and everything, and so I just pulled people out, and we did like a spontaneous little play, and a couple little dramas, and everyone has such a good time just doing that, you know. So there's many Krishna conscious games you can play, and go play with the cows. Hopefully over here, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have animals, smaller animals and things, so they can learn that the animals can be your friends. I mean, Krishna knew all the languages of the animals. I mean, not that we can teach that, but they were, you know, what did it say here about the language? They would roar at the animals and everything. But many people are very scared of the animals and everything. And so, I mean, do you know how to take care of an animal, you know? But they should learn these things. You all have horses, right? You've got a lot of horses. It's nice, right? Having a relationship with them and everything. Right? So hopefully we can, you know, maybe teach some of those activities and all learn together, really. Jatari Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. I was wondering that Upananda, he was the one who thought that they should go to Vrindavan from, I guess they were in Nandagram or... So I'm wondering, like, okay, they were going there to get away from all these demons, but now they're there, and so...
Yeah.
So... How is that? What do we think? Well, was it a bad idea to move?
Well, I think yesterday she described that you know, Krishna inspired Upananda to to figure this all out, to go there, because Krishna wanted to go to Vrindavan, despite the demons. It's a nice place. Anybody else? Yeah.
Maybe one of the other brothers, but they took care of water buffaloes. Huh. Do you ever remember hearing that?
It's not on the list of these animals, but maybe so.
Yeah, somewhere I remember reading that, and I think it was Upananda, and I could be wrong. But yeah, I was thinking about you taking care of animals, and I was thinking that how I actually described that one of the, you know, persons there in the spiritual world taking care of water buffaloes.
Huh. Why not? Okay. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.